The Utah State Board of Education announced the finalists on Monday. Treasure Mountain Junior High teacher Megan Zarnetsky was nominated by a teaching colleague. The Park City School District website states the award recognizes teachers who develop and implement a high-quality instructional program that is informed by the content knowledge and enhances student learning. Zarnetsky says the application process is like a job application.
Similar to the national boards component where teachers have to reflect on their practice by submitting a video and then writing about the pedagogy behind their lesson plan, the intentions with the students, how they accommodated all the students' needs, what the lesson outcomes were intended to be, how it was assessed, how it was supported, and then the scientific content within that, and then clearing up any student misconceptions, and then also talking about teacher leadership and our roles in the building as well as the community.
She submitted a 45-minute video using her third period science class.
Part of the lesson involved them having a dialogue about the different aspects of natural resource utilization. And so who is impacted by that? And we sort of had a discussion about environmental justice and different populations of people that are impacted by natural resource management. So the kids kind of had to step outside of their understanding of Park City and maybe their lives here and think about what it's like for people living in a coastal community or a lower income neighborhood or inner city Chicago. And so they were on camera discussing these issues, and it was actually quite amazing, the things they were able to talk about.
Two winners will be selected from the four state finalists later in 2018. There's a State Board of Education meeting Zarnetsky will attend in October, and then a party at the end of the school year, both events celebrating the four finalists from Utah. New teaching standards in science were adopted by the state last year. They're geared towards discovery methods rather than memorization, and Zarnetsky says the new methods make teaching and learning exciting and fun.
So the state of Utah just adopted the new SEED science standards, which are based on next-gen science standards, and it's sort of a national movement. It's more of like an application of why things are the way they are and understanding different phenomena. So it's kind of a fun way to teach. It's like, hey, so this thing is happening, figure it out. And then the teacher just is more of a facilitator rather than a dictator, so to speak.
A lesson plan to integrate the issues related to Hurricane Harvey and the catastrophic flooding in Texas is in the works for her students next week.
Sort of building a base so that we can start having conversations about like how people are impacted by natural disasters or, you know, similar science phenomena, and then kind of getting the kids comfortable in talking to each other regardless of their differences, or celebrating their differences, seeing them as strength.
The winners will receive a paid trip to Washington, D.C. to attend recognition events and professional development opportunities, and a $10,000 award from the National Science Foundation. Finalists' applications will be reviewed by a national committee and the winners announced by the fall of 2018. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.